Kaya Biz. Inside your pocket. You are listening to Kaya Biz here on Kaya 959. As you heard, we're on the streets, we're on the air, and if you'd like to tune to DSTV, you'll find us on channel 861. So let's get inside your pocket now. We are talking to Isibana Shika, Head of Product Management, Consumer Credit Card, Standard Bank SA, for our feature Inside Your Pocket. And this one is about South Africans kissing cash goodbye. And to find out more about this, Isibana, a very good evening to you. Thank you so much for speaking to us.
Very good evening to you too, Tsepiso, and thank you for having me.
I think it's something that we've become accustomed to. I'm not sure if it's a matter of convenience or what are the reasons that many people seem to not use cash. Perhaps you could share some of your findings about South African consumer behavior and why they are increasingly using contactless payment methods.
So it's a few things, and I think it's primarily the evolution of payments. I mean, we come from a world where we've transacted through cash, we've transacted through checks, and it's driven a lot by the convenience thereof. Using your card or the contactless payment capability that came from card usage thereof has imposed on clients safety, security, the speed to which transactions can take place. So it's largely a convenience issue. I think our customers do enjoy a bit of convenience around the globe, and that's a major driver there.
And you say they account for about what, 53% of all transactions in terms of your bank's clients?
Yeah, 53% of all in terms of value. Yeah, for all of those transactions.
Okay, so when we talk value, let's get into that. I watched something, I think it was on X, and the argument that was being made here is that the physical note does not lose value, whereas when you keep making transactions through these contactless systems, that the value depreciates because of the interest you keep paying. So as the money goes down the value chain, it loses its value. Your thoughts on this train of thought?
That's a very good question. And I think there's something in the question that we need to just home into. That's the issue of interest. So I mean, it depends on how you're making the payment. If you're making the payment and you are using a budget facility, or you are outside of, in terms of a credit card, using paying outside the 55-day interest free period, yes, you could say there's an additional payment over and above what you're paying for. However, consumers do need that kind of facility, because it's not as many a consumer that have got available funds to make once-off purchases, especially if those are big ticket items that one would have otherwise purchased. But on the notion of whether there's a difference in value from a cash transaction, of what you can obtain from a cash transaction as opposed to that of a contactless or card payment, this shouldn't be.
Listen, may I ask that we take a quick break and see if we can reestablish contact with you? The line is not great, and I'd like our listeners to hear what you're saying, because I'm sure many people are interested in this conversation, especially this very point that we're speaking about, and what are the ramifications going into the future. A quick break, and we're back in conversation with Isibana Shika, Head Product Management, Consumer Credit Card, Standard Bank SA. Inside Your Pocket this evening, talking about how many more South Africans are kissing cash goodbye. Standard Bank saying that it's found that of its client base, the value, as you heard from Isibana Shika, that 53% of all transactions for the bank's clients are with these payment methods. Standard Bank recorded the most significant growth in 2023, with a value of contactless payments increasing by 37%. This year, the growth has continued with an additional 14% rise. Back again with Isibana Shika, Head Product Management, Consumer Credit Card, Standard Bank SA. So, Isibana, you were saying earlier on that when we talk about the value of this, we have to look at the tools or instruments that are used to, you know, make these transactions. So what has Standard Bank found? Have you looked at that? You say, notably, some client segments have shown a natural affinity to contactless payments, with 81% using this method regularly because of convenience. But is there anybody who's ever thinking of growing their money by using this?
So I think so. I mean, there's a lot of platforms where one can grow their money, and you look at a lot of payment gateways that would now or have now already accommodated the use of your mobile pay, Samsung Pay, Apple Pay. So even in that aspect, where one wants to grow their money, these digital wallets have created access to payment gateways for customers to do that.
It's so interesting why you say that, because I was just thinking some banks have that feature of, I think the one for Capitec, or I'm not sure which bank it says, Save Better. So for every transaction you make, obviously you set it up yourself to say how much you want to save with each transaction. And sometimes one even forgets that it's your money. You think, oh, great, the bank is giving me money for making these transactions this way.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, typically there's loyalty programs as well. Like, we've got a fantastic loyalty program, which we use as our vehicle to reward our customers for transacting. So depending on how entrenched you are with the bank, you know, we will raise the bar as to how far you are then rewarded. I mean, our loyalty program called We Can't Reward is one that some consumers have found themselves being able to use to get some fuel in those difficult times. So it is an excellent way. So transacting is the vehicle with which then earns you those points. Mm.
And you mentioned these various platforms, the value of transactions paid via digital wallets like devices like Apple, Samsung Pay, Garmin, etc. That also increased, as you say, 65% year on year at the end of August. Any idea on what is behind that particular surge? And I also see that there's a surge of contactless payments at the clothing and footwear retailers this year. That's curious.
So again, we go back to that issue of convenience. But above that is the security with which digital wallets offer. You've got a two-factor authentication. So there's several layers that one has to get to before a transaction can take place. So you, first of all, you have to unlock your phone. Second, you have to either punch in another code to use your card or use biometric authentication for you to access your digital wallet or the card that would be on your digital wallet. So there's a security aspect where for customers, and this is on what we call card present transactions or transactions that are done in store. Again, there is the transactions that customers would perform online, and again, now you've got Samsung Pay, you've got Apple Pay, Garmin Pay that have been enabled on those payment gateways for online transactions, which is another added layer over and above what has been existing for online payments for customers. So it's a huge security feature that the customers do find quite attractive.
There was a time where there was a warning, and I don't know how legitimate that was because I was never a victim of it, but just a tapping function. There were stories of these crooks walking around with these machines where as long as your phone is nearby, they say they're able to tap, you know, make sure your phone taps and they're able to get into your bank account. I mean, we know there's so many innovative, skillful ways that thieves have these days. Was that ever a problem when you talk about security? What are the safety features of using these contactless payments beyond what you've just mentioned?
So typically, and you're right, we've heard some of those incidents. And then how the technology on a card works is what would typically be called near-field communication. And as opposed to using a plastic card, the tap functionality on a digital wallet, as I mentioned earlier, requires that a customer authenticate themselves by two factors. First, you have to unlock your phone, and second, you have to use whatever authentication method that opens up your digital wallet. So the individuals that walk around with those POS devices would no longer succeed, given the security features that are available with the type of payment method.
And just tell me, in terms of market share, does Apple Pay still have the biggest share of the market in contactless payments, or is Google Pay catching up?
So, according to our data, Apple Pay, in fact, has got the biggest market share. They've picked up quite a bit. In fact, they account for a lot of the numbers that we've reported. Following that is Samsung Pay, then your Google Pay and Garmin Pay.
You mentioned something quickly to wrap up, that it's where people shop. So if you were to advise our listeners, where is it best to use? I know you said in shops, but these days we use services, and whether it's a plumber or whatever, they come with their own card machine. So where would you advise people to stick to if they're looking for safety and security?
The best place to use a digital wallet is exactly where you would normally use your plastic card. What the only difference here is that you've now got to have an added level of security. So if you were doing grocery shopping with your plastic card, move to a digital wallet, it's much safer. If you're paying at a restaurant with it, it's much safer. It's much more convenient. You don't have to carry your wallet with you as often. Most of us do forget our wallets, but we never forget our phones. So we have not taken away where you would pay with your plastic card.
All right. Thank you so much for that. Much appreciated. Lisiba Nashika, Head Product Management, Consumer Credit Card, Standard Bank SA. That's our Inside Your Pocket feature this evening.
Kaya Talk.
How much more?
On the street.
Information does anybody need?
On the air.